We are just hours away from the weekend, so it's time for our weekend picks. And with us is June Wolfe, arts writer for the Boston Globe. Hi there, June.
Hi, Magna.
So what's your first pick?
Well, my first pick is a play called Know the Law, and there's an exclamation point at the end of that. It's being presented for free by the Huntington Theatre Company at the Kroc Center in Dorchester tonight at 7 and tomorrow at 2. This play was written and performed by urban teens, and it features scenes and stories designed to give Boston teens a better understanding of Massachusetts law and to help them make better choices when they're faced with difficult or dangerous situations.
And I understand the production actually stars Boston teens, right?
That's right. A group called Youth and Police in Partnership hired 25 teens from around Boston and gave them 6 months of free acting training from teachers at the Huntington.
Terrific. So that's Know the Law! ! Tonight at 7 and tomorrow at 2 in the afternoon at the Kroc Center in Dorchester. What's your next pick, June?
Well, between Boston Harbor Fest, Boston Navy Week, and Op Sale, there are more than 300 events happening, not only this weekend, but well into next week, commemorating the bicentennial of the War of 1812. Now, I don't know about you, but I had to do a little digging to remember what the War of 1812 is. So
We had a little historical feature on Radio Boston about
terrific.
It not that long ago.
Well, now, all the events range from historical reenactments to cruises, concerts. There's even a chowder fest. But something I'm really looking forward to in particular is visiting the tall ships. So the USS Constitution is open for visitation today until 6. The USCGC Eagle will be open tomorrow at 1. And the HMCS Goose Bay and HMCS Moncton will be open Sunday and Monday.
So this is one of my favorite times of year in Boston.
Yeah, me
it's just
too.
Such a great series of events. So if you're a fan of tall ships or the War of 1812's history, head to the harbor this weekend. June, if I may, I'd like to sneak in a quick pick here.
Sure.
And this has to do with the Concord Museum and a new show that they just opened yesterday featuring photographs from Annie Leibovitz, the great Rolling Stone photographer, of course. And it features 70 of her photographs, varying from landscapes to living rooms in popular destinations like Niagara Falls and Old Faithful. And in fact, 9 of the photographs featured in this work are actually taken by Annie Leibovitz in Concord.
Right.
Really, really great show. And the exhibit will stay open through September. But if you want to be one of the first people to have a look, you have to head to the Concord Museum this weekend.
So that's great.
I'm really looking forward to that. So June, we've got one more pick ahead of us. And here's a little hint as to what it is.
Okay.
If what I am is what I am, because I does what I does, then brother get back, because my bread's gonna bust.
Singer-songwriter Fiona Apple is performing this Saturday at the City Performing Arts Center Wang Theater, and she's just released a new album with a mouthful of a title. Are you ready?
Ready.
The idler wheel is wiser than the driver of the screw, and whipping cords will serve you more than ropes will ever do. And I think that my colleague James Reed said it best in his review. He calls the new album, and this is a quote, pop music as self-flagellation. Even her voice is a form of punishment, lacerating a lyric, cooing the next one, and gripping you at terms. Sometimes you don't want to hear what Apple will say next, but you also can't tune it out.
I think it's a pretty apt description of her, because I've also heard that the experience seeing her live is very similar, that sometimes you don't want to see how much she's being consumed by the music, but you can't look away.
Right, exactly.
Well, we'll go out today with a little bit more of Fiona Apple. This is the first single from her album. The song's called Every Single Night. June Wolfe is an arts writer for the Boston Globe. June, always a pleasure, and have a great weekend.
Same to you.
You can find more information, by the way, about all of today's picks at radioboston.org.
Still to come, a cure for pain, the Mark Sandman story. A new documentary recalls the groundbreaking Boston band Morphine. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.